victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty.
Today that we're going to discuss, and our title is Maintain God's Perspective. Maintain God's Perspective. And I'm going to talk about this from 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14, and we're calling our teaching Maintain God's Perspective. Hallelujah. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. So now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph, or causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. That is primarily what I really want to talk about today. Now, before we get into this, to encourage ourselves, you know, I am very particular about words. It's very important that we understand words, words that are used whether in the Hebrew or the Greek. And this word triumph is an interesting word. Let's just look at a scripture first to give us a clearer understanding of what this word means in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Colossians chapter 2, and verse 15, and here we get a further glimpse of this understanding of this word triumph. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. So there we get this word again, to triumph. So we're beginning to get a glimpse of what this is all about. Now, this word means to celebrate. It's, in this case with Christ, it's celebrating his victory. It's celebrating that he was the first overcomer, triumphing, conquering death, and this was wrought through Jesus Christ. Here we get this idea of to triumph. And remember that we're talking this evening about maintaining God's perspective. So the title is beginning to reveal to us what we're to keep our eyes upon. We're to always keep our eyes upon what Christ achieved at Calvary. It's not just looking to Calvary. It's not just looking to the cross. All that is important, but it's what was achieved there that is the most important thing. Because that is the good news of the gospel. What was achieved? It's God's perspective. It's what God did. It's honing in first what he did. And if we are still so consumed in ourselves and our trials and our problems and me, we're never going to get a clear understanding of God's perspective. And we need this in order for us to triumph and overcome. Because when we maintain God's perspective, it places us in a completely different position, an attitude. It places us in that realm of faith that Christ wrought for us at Calvary. And this is very important. And this is why it means this victory that Christ wrought for us. And I believe we must never, ever compromise on what Christ achieved, his achievements, what he wrought at Calvary. We dare not compromise. We dare not hinder or change it. Because this is vital for our overcoming. In many ways, it must always be our highest goal and aim. We maintain God's perspective every day, every moment, every second. We maintain his perspective, what he did, how he triumphed over power, principality, and Satan himself. We have always got to keep on the victory of Christ, as we start to waver, we start to deviate. That is why we triumph in Christ Jesus. This is why all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. They are his promises to us. They are his achievements. These promises are the victory that he wrought for us at Calvary, that he graciously shares with us. We must never, ever, brothers and sisters, lose sight of this. Again, that is what faith is about. This is what the deeper life is about. So this word triumph means a victory. You can also get this idea of this word triumph as a procession, a gathering. This is why we come together in the name of Jesus. We come together in fellowship with him and each other, a gathering. It's always on God's perspective. We come because he triumphed over all, conquering death. Our us, we have no basis of gathering. We have no basis of fellowship otherwise. And other religions don't have that same impact, maintaining God's perspective, as we as born-again Christians have. Now, so often with these great divine truths and doctrines that we labour in the Word of God, we cannot always understand this in our human capacity, in our own minds. It's so often way beyond us. It's so different to us in every way and form. It's impossible in the flesh. It's impossible to grasp and understand in the human mind and mere intellect. And so this is what makes it of God. This is why I say so often that our walk is a supernatural walk, because it can't happen in the natural. But maintaining God's perspective goes beyond our human capacity. When we maintain God's perspective, we are maintaining His infinite. We are maintaining His everlasting. No beginning, no ending. It's infinite. And that's why our lives should be caught up in His triumph. And here is this idea of His procession, this procession. We are caught up with God, with what Christ achieved at Calvary. As He rose from the dead and triumphed, you rose with Him and triumphed also, because you have always been in Him. You are of His seed. You are of His calling from the foundation of the world. So when He triumphed, you have triumphed. And so when the enemy comes at you like a flood, you have triumphed over this, as bleak and as black as it might look. That's what He wants us to experience. Our lives should be caught up with this. And here's this idea of this procession, this marching on for Christ. This is why we're the idea of spiritual soldiers. We are marching on. We're in that procession with the saints in glory. We are marching on. We are pressing in. We are pressing through. There was a wonderful vision given years and years and years ago of the deeper life, when a sister saw like a white sheet. And then as she looked at this white sheet, she suddenly began to see a hand appearing, a face, a nose, an eye, the impression. And then another one, and another one, hands and a face, pushing through this white sheet. That was a profound vision, because that is our walk of this last day. That is the procession of the saints, the overcomers, marching on for Christ. That's why we're not ornaments put on a mantelpiece to be shown, to look good. We're not that. That's what religion wants to try and make saints and people. They want to put them on a mantelpiece to be admired and looked at. That's not how God works with us. We are here for God's glory. Period. Nothing more, nothing less. You have life. You have breath, you have been made, you have been filled with His Spirit for His glory. And that is why we always must maintain God's perspective. That is why we are his peculiar treasure, set apart unto him. God will have mercy on whom he will have mercy. He will call whom he calls. It is always from his perspective. The moment we try to limit this, the moment we try to limit these doctrines that we learn, you bring them down into the sensual, into the fleshly, into man's pride and intellect. And there he will discuss and debate and argue. And that's why he gets nowhere. No, no. We are created, we are for his glory. We are evidence of what he does through souls that are saved. That is why we are lights in this world. We are the evidence of God's perspective. We are revealers of his glory. We are revealers that he first loved us and that we walk by faith. Now, how God achieves and does this, well, it is a miracle, because we can all of us bow our heads in shame and think, well, how can God glorify himself through me at times? Well, God does. Not that we make that as an excuse, but the point is, whatever you go through, and even if you have missed it, you have sinned, you still maintain God's perspective, because in that you triumph. And that is our faith. That is what we hold on to. That is our confession. It's what he does to a saved soul. We live for him. We don't live for anything or anyone else. Not even your husband, your wife. And yes, you may love them. You may love your family. But if we are born again, filled with the Spirit, we live for him. And him only. That is why we are his peculiar treasure. He has purchased us. We are not of our own. We belong to him. And when we start to get this real understanding, then we start to maintain God's perspective in everything. In other words, we're captivated by him. We're captivated for obedience. We're captivated to walk by faith, to be consecrated, to be set apart unto him. It is his working, and we can resist it. We can choose to go a different direction. But if you do that, you're of no use to him. And that is a tragedy. There's nothing worse than a confessing believer who is of no use to God. Because that doesn't give way to him. And they most certainly do not have an understanding of God's perspective. And neither do we try and maintain God's perspective in our own strength, through gritted teeth. Because you won't do that either. You'll fall flat on your face. No. We live by the power of God each day in our lives, as we yield over to him and allow his life to live in and through us. That is the key to this walk. What does it say in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 5 and 6, which you know very well, but we will look at it in light of what we're talking about. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 5 and 6, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. here is again this idea of maintaining God's perspective. We cast down anything that opposes this, that argues against this, that hinders us. These high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. What are these high things? Well, the enemy, principalities, powers, demons that try to stop you and I from pressing in, of getting a greater knowledge and understanding of God. But it says to bring every thought into captivity, into the obedience of Christ. So that means that we are in contact, we're in fellowship with God 24/7. Now sometimes the enemy does attack our minds. We know this. But thank God it's only for a season. Because that victory is either won or lost. And so to maintain God's perspective, this triumph of which he did, we've got to cast down anything that opposes that in our lives. And that is where we have to be honest and open. Sometimes we're not always casting down those things as we should. Maybe because we don't want to, it's not in our hearts. We're battling. This is where you have to bring these things out into the light. God was trying to work this with the children of Israel, but they wouldn't have it. They always wanted to hide. Israel was always in denial. And he was many times pleaded with them, come now, let us agree together. Let's all bring it out into the light. Because God knows what we're going through. He knows those weaknesses. He knows those areas where we're still not yielding as we should. But if we love the Lord and we want to maintain God's perspective, then something within us says, God, don't give up on me. Keep working, please, on this until I overcome, till I triumph for your glory. That's how an overcomer progresses and grows with God. Every time. And so the Apostle Paul, with what he says here, because he wrote this, Paul is fundamentally saying, I'm in the triumph. I'm in the procession. I am a conqueror. And it doesn't matter what the trials are, or what's going on, or what they're saying, or what they do. It doesn't matter, because it's all going to pass away. And sometimes we need to say that. Sometimes when we find ourselves getting caught up and anxious and worried and everything, we have to say, I'm more than a conqueror. It doesn't matter. Little did I realize I was going to be tested this week on this this very message that I'm teaching on. As some of you know, I'm having work done on the bungalow, on the roof. And in the extension where the utility is, we realized that some of the roof has slightly collapsed through water coming in. There was damp. And so they've started on this job. And to my horror, a little part of the roof collapsed. So in the natural, I had a gaping hole. I could look out to the sky. Now, for some, that may not be a problem, but it was a problem for me, and it was absolutely tailor-made. And I had to settle that one, that whatever's going on, no matter how bad it looks, I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And it doesn't matter in the light of eternity. And you know, I didn't get it immediately, but after a while, that anxiety, the fear, the anger, the frustration, and all that goes with it just started to abate. And the peace of the Lord just takes over. Why? Because I want to maintain God's perspective. This is nothing to God, and it will be put right. We have to go through these things. Sometimes, you know, they're things right in our homes, right in our doorstep. It doesn't matter what the trials are. And this is what the Apostle Paul was saying here. Because in my flesh, I began to say it was better that we left it alone and didn't touch it. But of course, it wasn't, because there was a very slow leak that was going on there. Water was getting in. And the rods inside, the wooden rods, had rotted. So part of the roof had sunk in. So it had to be done. But in your flesh, you feel like saying, best to just leave it alone. But God is on the throne, and God is going to put it right. Do you know why? How I know he's going to put it right? Because of Psalm 91. He looks after our properties. Our properties are covered by the blood of the Lamb. And we rest in that. So it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. And this is what the apostle was saying here. In other words, what he's saying here, I'm always led to triumph. You will always triumph, my brothers and sisters. Because it's God's perspective. It's maintaining God's perspective. And everything you do, you triumph in Christ Jesus. And hold on to this. Maintain this. And don't let it go with whatever the devil tries to throw at us. Because God wants us to know this. He wants us to experience this. We have to experience these things as overcomers. This is vital, as we're not really fully overcomers otherwise. You know, some people have said that it's wrong to talk about getting the victory. We probably said it, oh, I'm getting the victory, I'm overcoming, I'm getting that victory. You know, that is a bad confession. Do you know, brothers and sisters, we have the victory because it's his victory. It's maintaining God's perspective. We have to maintain his perspective with faith, our confession, in everything. Let's turn to Romans 8:37. Romans 8:37. We've got fireworks going on outside here. It sounds like World War III going on. Praise the Lord. I'm sure you can hear it. Hallelujah. Romans 8:37. Romans chapter 8 and verse 37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wow, just look at that. You know, that those two, three verses are all about maintaining God's perspective. That triumph, that he has triumphed over all things and the powers of the enemy and Satan himself. So it's not just as though he's made it in by the skin of his teeth. On the contrary, he's triumphed over all this. We can't go wrong if we believe this. We are more than conquerors through him who loves us. And God loves you. He's loved us from the foundation of the world. He's always loved us. There never was a time when he's never stopped loving us. And because of that love, we therefore can say, I'm persuaded. Death, life, angels, principalities, powers, attacks, trials, sickness, whatever it is. Height, depth, any created thing shall not be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That is maintaining God's perspective, brothers and sisters. We have to hold on to that, guard that, because otherwise it's a slippery slope and a subtle one, starting to go down. And then we start to confess and act and believe like the world. And that is why it's wrong to say, I'm getting the victory. No, you're not getting the victory. You have the victory. And it may not be negative. It may look stupid, ridiculous. But you have the victory. Whatever your situation, whatever your trial, whatever afflicts you at present, whatever, you have the victory. And when you hold on to that, believe that, you maintain God's perspective. Because he has triumphed over all things. And you triumph in him also. And that is why we celebrate. That is why we get together. That is why we praise and we worship him. That is why we're part of his procession, marching on to victory. That is the highest goal, the highest aim in this life that we press in for, brothers and sisters, and don't let the enemy rob you of it. If there's anything that he's trying to attack us on as I close now, it is very much in this area. Oh yes, he'll, if need be, let you get in by the skin of your teeth, but he won't let you get in triumphing, overcoming. That is what he hates. Do you know why he hates that? Because the man-child that's making herself ready is, with Christ, going to put him down. And when the man-child is manifested, the man-child will be manifested because the man-child has learned to maintain God's perspective, God's triumph. They are more than persuaded. They're not only persuaded, but they are also experiencing it as well. And that is why we have to experience all these blessings that we hear, all these doctrines that we learn about. They're not just to be heard, but they're also to be experienced. And the way God translates that experience into our lives, well, that's where it's a miracle. Because only God can do that, can he not? Well, there we are, brothers and sisters, maintaining God's perspective. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, you are a mighty God. Oh Lord Jesus, at times we're simply lost for words. The words are not adequate enough to what you have done and are doing. as we're grasping and learning, Father, more and more your greatness, that you've triumphed over all things. That is mind-boggling, but you did. And you triumphed in order that we too may triumph in you. And so, Father, help us. Help us to get these victories. Help us to cast down these things in our minds that still tries to oppose and oppress, that we may constantly maintain God's perspective, always. And whatever we go through, it's not going to last. It's going to pass away. Whatever trials we're going through, Father, you're always showing that way of escape. You're always showing a better way, a better route through Christ Jesus. We have everything to gain, Father. And Lord, we thank you for this. Thank you, Father, that you've made this meeting today possible for all of us. Thank you for this divine appointment where you meet with us, Lord, and you speak to us, and you encourage us, and you help us, Father. You are a loving, loving Father. And Lord, we love you much. You are our life. You are our all. The very fact that we have breath, we have life, is because you gave it to us. We exist because of you. So, Lord, we give back to you that maintaining God's perspective that we've heard today. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
See you.